Oh, you know it. It's going to be a beautiful weekend because you know what? President Trump is still your president. That's good news for everybody because it drives the left crazy and it encourages the right to hang on, have faith, and believe that there are true patriots out there behind this. I'm so excited that I'm tongue-tied. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Again, I encourage you to go to our website today, answer today's poll questions, or poll question. It's really simple. Did Washoe County School District Superintendent Kristen McNeil, is she in the wrong for sending out a letter to parents condemning the incident at the U.S. Capitol? What do you think? I just tried to get a hold of Jeff Church. Let me see. Oh, I just got an email here. We should go protest against her at the building on 9th Street. She needs to resign. Well, I mean, that's how things happen. But let me tell you, I just contacted one of the newly elected that I thankfully supported and you got elected. Thank you, Jeff Church, to the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. I asked him if he could call in and discuss this, and he cannot because they are in an emergency meeting right now discussing what happened. Why did she do this? Why did she put in there? Why did she include everybody? Teachers, principals, all the staff of the Washoe County School District that had no idea whatsoever that she was doing this. Let's go to the talk and text lines this morning at 884-9910 and check in with DA. DA, thanks for calling the program. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to talk about office holding, and I did say CIA because CIA has everything to do with this, but it plays a small part in my story. I'd like to tell you this story. I was very fortunate in my lifetime to have a mentor whose life ran parallel with mine for about 25 years. We weren't good friends, but he was around in situations where I was. And toward the end of the 25 years, we did become good friends. He is a Vietnam vet. He was a Green Beret. He's the kind of person that people name their children after, Captain Speed, okay? And he was smart as a whip. He could have worked for any corporation in any position, but he didn't care for citizens very much because when he came back, he saw how cowardly people were and how they didn't respect veterans and would not stand up for even basic things, certainly not protecting veterans. And he had one heck of a fight with the California VA when he had cancer from Agent Orange, and he deserved his full 100% disability. He really had to fight hard. And so he was my mentor. He showed me things that were going to be done to him, because this is the way this society is, that would benefit me because I would know that, well, if a person like him is being treated like that, I certainly couldn't expect stellar treatment from people. So I paid attention to everything he said and did. And usually he only had to say something once to me, and I remembered it forever, because that's what kind of person he was. He was very clear about why he was here. And he was here to assist me specifically with information there's no other way I could have gotten. So I tell you this story so I can tell you this other story. When I worked for a third party in California, I worked for about 5 or 6 years with them. This was in Sacramento, and they were new. They weren't 20 years old in one spot. They were new, and they were popping up in every county there, well, at least half the counties. And in my county, what I noticed is that at the state level, I could not get accurate information in a timely manner for my county to be able to send delegates to the state meetings. And I never ran for any political office, and I don't have the I have zero interest in doing that. But my thing is communications and information. And so what I decided to do was go to the state level and work to get information. I became the secretary of the coordinating committee of the state party. And this is what I did, Monica, and I want to relate this to you because what you do is so incredibly important. You have almost no idea, I can guarantee you, how important what you do is here on this radio station. But what I did for people in the state who were part of this party, I called them. I know that sounds ridiculous, but listen to this. I called them and I said, here is when the state meeting is going to be. This is the date by which you need to send me your county's agenda items because I have to send out the packet by this date. And so that's like a 1 or 2 minute conversation, and or I left the message on their machine, and I was credited with saving the state party. And you know, I didn't even know it was doing that badly. I knew it was doing poorly, but not that badly, that I actually saved it. But what happened was people would say, yeah, I've been with doing this kind of activism for like 8 years. Nobody's ever called me. She's the first person who's called me. And so just doing something simple by their own bylaws, you have to give notice. I was giving people notice, and they were showing up at the state meetings, and these meetings were blossoming again. People were participating. Now, I just did it for myself, for my county, because I got tired of not having enough information. I want you to understand that I did not seek office, and somebody told me, you should run. You know, you'd really do well. We'd support you. Well, I didn't see any support. There was a smear campaign against me, and I did not understand this at the time. Why? But there were about 8 or 9 men at the state level. And one of them, this is interesting, one of them was a Democrat from Sacramento who was a lobbyist, professional lobbyist. He was paid to lobby in Sacramento at the Capitol. And he was at the county meetings, and he was trying to take me apart all the time. This man was an actor. He acted as if he were one of these spiritual type guys. And you know what he would do, Monica, at these meetings? He would actually cry. This grown man in his 40s would actually cry in front of the group because I would disagree with him. Now, I know darn well
sounds like John Boehner.
Kind of person. Yeah, like that. And the crying was supposed to reach people who also were whiners, you know, just, you have to cry if somebody disagrees with you. No, stop. And so I was doing nothing to this man in private, nothing in public except putting my own proposals out. If he put a proposal out and I disagree with it, I would go to the trouble of putting out my own proposal. That's the extent of what I did. And I thought that's what we were supposed to be able to do. But anyway,
I've got to cut you off because I've got calls lining up, but you said the most important thing that I try to stress to people, because this is the question that I get every single day. What can I do? What's going on? I don't know where to find the information because nobody gets calls. You are expected to take upon yourself personal responsibility to go find all of this information, find when the Planning Commission is meeting, find when the Washoe County Commissioners are meeting, find when, and, you know, to try and balance all of this. And people don't even know where to start. So
you
making that one phone call to people, that made all the difference.
Right. And the follow-up phone call, if I left a message on my machine, I didn't know if they got it or not. I called back until I got them. But that's what you do, Monica. You're telling people. And I'd love to finish this story another time because CIA does factor in. And that's why I told you about my mentor. But I'll let you go right now.
Okay. Thank you, DA. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate those points. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Pete this morning. Pete has a few comments about Mike Pence. Hi, Pete. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. What's up?
Hey, I missed your broadcast yesterday. I had a medical emergency with my granddaughter. But
oh, I'm so sorry.
I was in shock what happened. It was minor, but I was in shock what happened Tuesday. Wednesday in Washington, D.C. And I listened to you this morning, went to your website, and there's a little section there that says, "Who is Mike Pence?" What I can't bring up, for some reason, I can't get it up, but what's your take on him?
My take on Mike Pence was, if you go back to the very beginning of the Trump presidency, mm-hmm. he really didn't have a choice of who his vice president was going to be. The people that surrounded him said, this is the one you want. This is the guy you want, because he mm-hmm. balances you. You know, you're this
rough,
straight shooter. Mike Pence is calm. He seems dignified. He's, you know, well-known, well-liked. He's among the Christian right. People will be drawn to your presidency because of him,
well,
and they'll look past
what you said.
Yeah, that is very common. But what they didn't know was that Mike Pence wanted to be president, and Mike Pence is actually working with the opposition. He worked very closely with Paul Ryan. He worked very closely mm-hmm. with Mitch McConnell. He works very closely with Nancy Pelosi. You know, you can see in the video for yourself, you know, after doing what he did, it looks to me like Steny Hauer or Hewer, Hoyer, Steny Hoyer, actually gives him a coin, shakes his hand, and gives him a coin after he does what he did. And to me, that is just very suspicious. I've never liked or trusted Mike Pence. There was just something about him. And for people who know the story about George Bush Sr.'s funeral, the Pence has got a letter too. That's all you need to know. I know that's kind of cryptic, but that's all you need to know. I knew Mike Pence was not going to be on the up and up.
My take, he could be president for a week.
No, he won't be president for a week.
Oh, my God, what a mess. But I think if the liberal side goes after Trump after he's out, I think what happened Wednesday's going to be a dress rehearsal.
Absolutely, 100%.
We're on the right page, but
yeah, we're on the right side of history right now, Pete. So have no worries about what is going to go on in Washington, D.C. So, Pete, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to take care as well. And blessings to your little girl there. Hopefully she'll feel better. We're going to be right back after this because I have an important, let's just say, comparison to what went on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol as to what's been going on for how many years? We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and what a day it is. We got things going on in Washington, D.C. that you need to be ready for. We've got things going on here at home with our school superintendent. Just trust that the people who really know what's going on are in control. I don't mean to sound cryptic. I know it sounds dumb, but there's no other way that I can put it to you. First off, thank you for listening to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for streaming the show live wherever you are. Thank you for listening to the podcasts and sharing them at 991fmtalk.com. And thank you for sharing my webpage at 991fmtalk.com, where you can find some great truths and articles. And because of the streaming that we do, we have listeners all across not only this country, but around the world. We've had calls actually come in from Great Britain. So I want to send out a big thank you this morning to Monroe, who is an avid listener from Texas. So thank you. God bless Texas, Monroe. And thank you for listening to this little show right here in the biggest little city in the world. I guess there is a unreadable picture that is in the media of the letter that was sent out by Kristen McNeil. So I have decided to just read it to you because that's what today's poll question is concerning. Do you think that Kristen McNeil was in the wrong for sending this letter out? Good evening, Washoe County School District families and staff. This is Superintendent Kristen McNeil. I am a lifetime educator and a parent. And like many of you, I was shocked and angry as I watched the violent events that took place in our nation's capital today. This was an assault on our sacred democracy, the same democracy that makes it possible for us to teach, learn, and live in freedom. I want us to remember that our children are learning from what we are seeing. What they saw today does not reflect who we are as a school district, a community, or a nation. All of us at the Washoe County School District are dedicated to creating a community of respect where our students are leading us to a better future. As a district, we remain committed to protecting our children and each other from harm. As educators, it is our sacred duty to create the finest civilization we can before we pass it to the next generation. And we simply cannot pass the violence we witness today to our children. They deserve better, and we must do better for them. So tonight, let us remember our children are watching. It's important that we talk with them, encourage them to express their feelings and fears, answer their questions with information they cannot understand, and reassure them they are safe. Our staff members stand ready to support our students, providing whatever help and resources they need. Please do not hesitate to reach out to our staff if you or your child needs assistance. Link to resources are posted on our website at blahblahblah.net. I join with our district staff in wishing you and your families peace, courage, and strength during the difficult days ahead. Thank you and good night. I do not remember, by the way, any type of letter like that when, a man was beaten by BLM and then a juvenile, as he lay in the street, walked up and kicked him in the head, sealing his death. I don't remember a letter like that as we saw riots and a grandfather gunned down in a store and murdered on live stream from people's phones. I don't remember a letter like that coming out when BLM and Antifa were burning buildings. You want to know what my opinion is on this letter? it's hard for me to give an opinion because, well, I don't have kids in the school district. And I'm glad I don't. Because I would never, ever accept a letter like that coming to me or my children that reflects pure bias, in my opinion, to not only the media narrative that is being put out. You might want to look and actually look at some of the pictures, not from the mainstream media. Look at the videos, not from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and all the rest. Look at the pictures from the people that were there. This was planned. It was staged. And patriots don't do that. Patriots showed up to support our president. Now, patriots went into the building, which, by the way, you can see in photos and in video that they were peaceably led in to the Capitol. Let inside. Since when is your enemy at the front door and you just welcome them in? When it is a planned event. When do you remove the barriers for them? When do you have people dressed in black or wearing their MAGA hats backwards? When do you have Antifa sites actually saying, wear your hats backwards so you can recognize each other? Dress in MAGA gear. Dress in camouflage. Incite others to join you. I know exactly what's going on, and I hope you do too, or at least waking up to it. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. And just to let you know, there is a high wind warning going through Washoe Valley. I was just sitting here talking with Dan, the man, my producer, and I go, wow, the wind is getting really loud. And he said the exact same thing. So we're in two different locations. So if you're traveling between Carson and Reno, please Be on the ready for those high winds, especially if you are in a big rig, because I know I got my truckers and I appreciate you every single day. Thank you so much. So let's go to the phone lines quickly. 884-9910. I want to check in with Casey, wants to talk about the letter from McNeil, but I also want to talk for a moment after we come back about Ashley Babbitt, which is a name you might not know. So, Casey, thank you so much for calling the program today. What do you think about Superintendent McNeil's stance on what happened in D.C. and putting it out to the public?
Hi, Monica. It's always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you.
I am just astounded at this letter that has been released. I think that every single person in this county should be very concerned about the agenda and the rhetoric of this conversation. How in the world can we have someone who's leading our students come out and make a statement against a protest that was, for the most part, 98.9% peaceful, but yet there was no comment? when Minneapolis was burning to the ground, mm-hmm. when Portland was a war zone, when police stations were being burned to the ground. This is a classic.
When officers were being brutalized?
Exactly. This is a path of follow the yellow brick road to the indoctrination system. So I'm curious, is Washoe County School District being paid by somebody to put out these liberal agendas?
You know, I had that same question, Casey, because they were seriously looking into the BLM agenda and what they wanted to put in and teach in the school district, actually the entire state. And that concerns me. You know, the problem, Casey, is it's too late. The indoctrination is already there. The teachers are there. We used to say, oh, the universities, that's socialist territory. But it has been in our elementary schools for so many years. Parents didn't pick up on it. Now it is so blatant that everybody sees it.
It is blatant, and I do know for a fact that teachers are being asked to push the BLM lessons in classrooms in Washoe County, and they have been given a plan for this. Many are refusing to do it, but many are going through with it. But, you know, when we had a situation of the whole transgender bathroom situation, mm-hmm. Washoe County School District was one of the first districts in the entire nation to jump on board with that.
Yeah.
And it is my understanding that they were paid to do so. So the path that this is taking should outrage not only every parent, but every grandparent, every aunt, every uncle, every neighborhood advisory board. This should not be happening in our town and our state. And this is highly concerning.
Yeah.
I really feel we're getting to the point where we're going to see a revision of the school districts across the nation. But apparently Washoe County needs to step up and be aware that this needs to happen here immediately as well. If parents will withdraw their students from the school district, they will no longer have the funding that they need to operate. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that they took our taxpayer money to build all these new schools, and they don't even have teachers to fill them. You know, they're taking people off every street corner. If you can breathe and talk, they'll put you in a classroom with no training because they have no one to put in those classrooms.
And for people listening, that is not an exaggeration. All you have to have is a high school diploma or equivalent, which of course is the GED, to be a substitute teacher in the state of Nevada. And you know a lot of schools are going to take advantage of that so they can control the curriculum, just like they control what's going on your children's computer screen with the Zoom classes. A lot of people have woken up, Casey, because parents are actually seeing now with their kids what they're supposedly learning.
People are waking up, Monica. They are waking up, and they're not happy about what they're seeing. And many are withdrawing and keeping their kids at home and taking it for what it is for online and Zooming or whatever it is in your particular situation with your child. But many of them are just doing that to walk through the motions and get through all of this and get their yeah. degree and walk away. But I do believe we're going to see reform. We're going to see people stand up, start a new system where there are beliefs and values and true teaching and learning going on. And we just need a leader to say, hey, I've got a building. And they, you know, if you build it, they will come. It's that simple.
I truly hope that, Casey, because Paul White and I spent close to a year trying to get parents to get their kids out of the Washoe County School District, get them into homeschooling, get them into private schools, do whatever they could for their children and get them out of the Washoe County School District. And like three parents did it. So I hope you're right. I hope this is the time and this is the event that finally pushes parents over the edge. But unfortunately, Casey, I think it's just going to be that once again, they need that babysitter. They need to go back to work. They need to make a living for the family. So they need the school system as a babysitter. Casey, thank you so much for calling with your opinions, because that people need to hear. It's not just me.
Monica, thank you. But you know what? One last comment. You're correct. They need that babysitter. It is critical. But if that babysitter was placed in an alternative setting and they still had it available to them, would they go ahead and make a change? We need reform in the school district. We cannot continue to push this agenda.
And we need to get more people like Jeff Church elected to that school board. So, Casey, thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day. And thank you for speaking your mind. More people, more and more people need to do that. Speak up. You know, somebody challenged me one time when I was saying, get these kids out of the Washoe County School District. And she challenged me in front of a group of people and said, really? You really think taking them out of school is the thing to do? Yes. Yes, I do. She encouraged going to school board meetings and writing letters. And what has that done over the last how many years? But a virus comes along that does not affect children, and boom, those schools, those classrooms are shut down. Done. It's not about your kids. It's about money and indoctrination. It's not about the kids. Thank you so much for participating in the show and being here today. But I want to take a moment to think about somebody and to talk about somebody. And it's not President Trump. It's not everything else that's going on. I want to talk about somebody that the left, that the mainstream media is making out to be a right-wing radical extremist. She's a 14-year veteran of the U.S. military. She loves this country. She loves the president. She loves freedom, democracy, and this country. Or at least she did. Because her name is Ashley Babbitt. And she was murdered. Plain and simple, inside the Capitol of the United States of America. Antifa drew people in. Capitol Police walked people in. If they were so afraid, where was the security? The videos are out there. The truth is out there. You just need to go find it, because this woman was murdered. The left has pushed it aside, including Joe Biden, by when people were screaming, where's the justice for Ashley Babbitt? And all they can come back and say is it would have been a lot worse if she were black. Excuse me? What, she would have been murdered twice? It would have been a lot worse if she were black. I don't believe that. I believe that a girl who was an American patriot, who went in. No, Monica, she was breaking a window and climbing through the window. No, the window was already broken. Following others in. It's funny, nobody else was shot anywhere else. Why her? And why now is it being kept so quiet? When a patriot, an American veteran, a woman with her life ahead of her, is being made out to be an extremist, a radical, and yet a thug, a criminal like George Floyd is portrayed and put on a pedestal and made a saint. Riots across the country for years. Where's the justice for Ashley? The media is not going to talk about her. But please, pray for her now that she's in her father's arms. But also pray for her family and for this country. Because the wool has been pulled over so many people's eyes that it makes me actually want to get teary-eyed. You have to pull that wool back. It starts by not following the mainstream media's narrative. It starts with finding the tweets that actually get out, finding the Facebook posts. You know, they look for the little, they don't look for the little people. They look for the big fish, the ones who have massive numbers. If you can get this information out, get the videos out through private groups, through Messenger, they don't attack those as much. Get the videos uploaded from the private patriots that were on the scene. Because they're the ones who are putting out the truth, not the mainstream media. You can find a lot of that truth at 991fmtalk.com. Go onto my webpage and just start going through the videos. I don't care how many hours it takes you. I spend 10 hours a day doing this. That's why people receive emails from me at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Because remember, I even have another job. I have my own business. I have volunteer jobs that I have to do. But right now, my most important job is to get you the information that you are being denied. Start with the affidavit from the Italian courts on how this election was stolen, where the money came from, how Leonardo was manipulated. Technology is a wonderful thing. But when people are honest and come out with what they have done, that's more powerful than any bit of technology out there. Values, morals, integrity. We, the silent majority, have that in spades over the left, and that's why we will win. And that's why President Trump will remain in office. And I'll tell you why he's not going to attend the inauguration of Joe Biden and why he said that right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you are interested, I just tweeted out, I know a lot of people don't follow Twitter, but sometimes you have to. I just tweeted out the assassination of an American citizen by Mike Pence's Secret Service detail. So please, see it for yourself. Understand what's going on. J-A-Y-E underscore Monica. That's where you can find me on Twitter. I'll try to get this posted to my webpage as well. 991fmtalk.com. It all starts at home. It all starts with our education system. The indoctrination that our kids have received over the decades. That is what has led us to this point. And trust me when I say, our founding fathers and our grandparents, our great-grandparents, went through a lot more suffrage than we can even imagine possible. We haven't experienced anything yet because we're soft. It's time to stop that. I'll be back tomorrow. Love you. God bless.